Okay.
Thank
Sorry.
You. This meeting is called to order, this January 14th regular board meeting of the Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency. Will the clerk please call the roll of board members?
John DeBatey.
Here.
Stephen Jones.
Here.
Jose Trevino.
Here.
Brad Hill. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Were there any additions or deletions to today's agenda?
The agency has none.
Okay. Hearing none, we will go to public comments. If any member of the public wishes to address a matter relevant to the business of the board, you may now do so. We do not have a podium, so I ask that you state your name and the issue you wish to address, and I will recognize those who wish to speak in the order in which I can hear their names for up to 3 minutes. Are there any members of the public who wish to address the board at this time? Are there any members of the public wishing to address the board? One more time, any public comments today? Okay, hearing none. We'll move on to the consent agenda. Have all the members of the board had a chance to review the board meeting summary for December and the monthly activity reports for December of 2020?
This is Jose, yes.
Okay. We also have the list of proposed meeting dates and the holiday schedule. Keith, did you want to discuss anything about the meeting dates? I know there was 1 month where we had to have a modification from our usual schedule.
Yeah, I called everybody's attention to page 7 of the orange packet numbers, 7 of 25. The executive memorandum for the Board of Directors meeting dates, and I'd call your attention to November 18th of 2021, even though it's 10 months away. Normally, we have our board meetings on the second Thursday of every month. That second Thursday of November of 2021 will be Veterans Day. People in the office and the office will be closed, so the board meeting will be the following Thursday or the third Thursday of November 2021. Followed by the Thanksgiving break out the following week. So I know it's quite a ways away, but call everybody's attention to it earlier, and we'll probably remind everybody as we get closer to that month.
Great. Thank you. Were there any questions or comments about any items on the consent agenda? If there is not, I would entertain a motion to approve either individually or as a whole, the items on the consent agenda.
I move we approve the consent agenda in total.
Thank you, Dr. Jones. Is there a second?
This is Jose. I'll second it.
Thank you. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Are there any opposed or any abstentions? Hearing none, motion is approved. Thank you. Moving on to regular agenda, Executive Director's Report, Mr. Hurley.
Yes, you guys have before yourself my, before your, within your packet on page 10 of the packet, the Executive Director's Report for January 2021. You've got the monthly listing of complaints, NOVs, and AODs, and you've got the appropriate definitions for those acronyms that are used on that. Then you have the December monthly PM 2.5 data graphs, and on page 12 you have the monthly PM 10 data for Yakima, and those graphs are obviously unremarkable at this point. So subject to your questions, that will complete my monthly monthly report.
Excuse me, I had myself muted. Were there any questions on Keith's report? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to action items, fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers for December of 2020.
Yep, so you have before you guys in on page 14 of the board packet, the fiscal reports, the December 2020 accounts payable, or AP, and payroll authorizations are closed for your approval. The budget verification analysis, or BVA, and the supplemental income documents are included, as always, as informational items. I recommend that you accept and approve by middle action the December 2020 AP fiscal vouchers totaling $226,100.69 and the December 2020 payroll authorization totaling $57,558.36. And there may be a question or two from a board member on that fiscal vouchers amount.
Are there any questions or comments on the fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers?
Yes, I have a question about the payment to Northwest Community, to the trust account of DeWill Ellsworth. Could Keith illuminate those payments, please?
Yeah, so minus any specific question, I'll just tell you everything I know. So as all the board members and the public are aware, for the last 3.5 years, almost 4, we had been in a public records lawsuit, and Mr. DeWell Ellsworth is the representing legal counsel for the opposition. The board approved a settlement. That's not true. We had a settlement agreement in court on $100,000, and for that, and that was just the amount for the the settlement of the suit. The additional $72,396 in that is legal fees for Mr. Ellsworth as well, because the law allows for that requirement. So out of that $226,000 total, $172,396 is for that, the settlement and the legal fees when we close that lawsuit out. And so that is, the difference is roughly $53,000 or $54,000 and some change, which would put the fiscal vouchers in line with the normal amount that we see when we start reimbursing things like PM wood stove, change out account, work, and all the other daily operations costs associated with running the agency. That is also reflected in professional services on the BVA. And with that, and the last thing I would add to that is, with that settlement and the clearing up of the Title VI complaint, I am anticipating starting this fiscal year 22, FY 2022, that you will see, the board should see, and the customers of this agency should see a significant reduction in professional costs for base operations related to professional services. The last three and a half years, we've seen a steady increase, primarily due to the legal fees incurred for both our legal representation and Mr. Ellsworth's legal representation of the opposition, and then also because of the Title VI lawsuit as well, or complaint. So if there's any other questions, I'm more than willing to answer those as well.
Well, specifically, what was the settlement for?
The settlement was $100,000.
No, but specifically for what reason?
It was for the public records lawsuit, and I can't remember the name for some reason. The public records lawsuit that the board and I were served December of 2017 on public records related to, I believe it was the old dairy program.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I should have said that earlier.
Any further questions? I would just remind everyone on the board that that records lawsuit had to do with the redaction of specific identifiable business information in those documents on that program, which we're no longer collecting that information, and our clerk has had additional, well, we have a different clerk now and have had additional training and expertise on redaction procedures, so we are not expecting to have a similar issue come up in the future. Any further questions? If not, then I would entertain a motion to approve the fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers for December of 2020.
This is Jose. I so move.
Thank you, Jose. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Steve. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Any opposed or abstentions? Hearing none, motion is approved. Thank you very much. Moving on to Resolution 2021-01, resolution dismissing uncollectible debt. Mr. Hurley, do you want to summarize that for us?
Yeah, so it's been a year since I brought this before the board, about 11 months, maybe 10. And so after the last three and a half years of going through debts with as they come up, we have slimmed our evergreen accounts down. We're either collecting or they're going by the wayside due to statute of limitations. I'm very happy with the current state of where we're at on these. So it should be once, maybe twice a year from here on out at the most that we come in front of the board. And most of the board members are in the public can recall me years ago briefing the board that I wanted to keep a consistent reconciliation process up for these. So we have two current debts that are past the statute of limitations. They total $3,750. And I'm requesting that the board designate both debts as uncollectible and direct staff to dismiss them as such. And to do that, you'd approve Resolution 2021-01 for the dismissal of the attached uncollectible debts.
Excuse me, I had myself muted again. It occurred to me in reviewing this that we only really, as a board, look at these debts and collections when there are some which are uncollectible. Keith, would you, for a future meeting, pull together some statistics on what percentage of our fines and penalties end up becoming uncollectible? Because these tend to be the only ones that we see and get flagged for the board, or those that are eventually uncollectible, and it can create the impression that we're not collecting as many fines or fees as we in fact may be.
Yeah, percentage of fines and penalties that become non-collectible?
Yeah. Just for a future meeting, I wouldn't ask you to answer that one off the cuff.
No, I understand. Do you want that non-collectible broken down as to why they become non-collectible?
Maybe which ones have to get sent to collections, and then which ones eventually are still not collected and age out and have to and have had to have been dismissed.
And how far back would you like to go? 1 year? 2 years?
I leave that to your discretion. I think that at least looking at a couple of years would be helpful. Just to put these numbers in perspective is what I'm looking for.
Okay. I think I can come up with something for February.
Okay, thank you. Were there any questions or comments on the Resolution 2020-01? If not, then is there a motion to approve Resolution 2021-01?
I move we approve Resolution 2021-1.
Thank you. Is there a second?
This is Jose. I'll second it.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 2021-01. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Are there any opposed or abstentions? Hearing none, the resolution is approved. Thank you. We will move on then to election of board chair and vice chair. As a reminder, I am currently serving as your board chair, and Jose Trevino is our vice chair. We do our board officer elections every January. I'm willing to continue serving unless you all want to make a change. Jose, do you feel the same way?
Yes.
Okay. Then I think if we could prevail upon Dr. Jones to make a motion as the only one not currently serving as an officer.
I would be pleased to nominate a slate of officers, John Devaney as chair and Jose Trevino as vice chair. Do
Thank
I need
you.
A second?
I think so, Jose.
I'll second it.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any abstentions or nay? Hearing none, officers are elected. Thank you. Is there any other business from members of the board? I do have something to bring up, but I'll ask if any other members of the board have any other business at this time. Okay. If not, then in talking to Mr. Hurley and looking through some of our records, it's been brought to my attention that we have not conducted his performance review for some time, and we need to do that as a board. So I'd like to flag that for action within the next 2 months. We will be able to do that discussion of his performance as a board in an executive session. I'd like to schedule that for a meeting either February or March when all of us can be present. Commissioner McKinney has not yet attended her first meeting of this board, and I'd like her to be able to participate. Before that takes place, Keith, could you send all of the board members your current position description so that we have a chance to read over and remind ourselves of what you should be doing before we discuss how we feel you have been doing in those duties at an upcoming board meeting?
Yes, I sure can.
Okay, very good. And then once we have that executive session on the agenda, that will give members of the public who have any feedback they want to share with the board an opportunity to comment to us before we have that discussion in the executive session. As a reminder, we can discuss performance in executive session, but any action on delivering that review or on, formally taking any action on salary changes would be in a public session and would have to be acted on there. So that is pursuant to the State Public Open Meetings Act in RCW 42.30.110G. Were there any other items of business before the board at this time?
So the ANC will anticipate scheduling an executive session for the March board meeting, correct?
Correct, unless we hear that we will have lower than normal attendance. And so I will we will check with the other board members to make sure that all can participate if possible. May not be possible to get everyone participating, but I want to give them notice that that is our intent so that if they want to participate in that executive session discussion that they can try to be available. Just in case someone has a conflict and wants to request that we postpone it until the March meeting.
Yeah, I was asking to make sure I'm not scheduling it for February.
I think we were going to try to do it in February unless we had a conflict. unless the board members or you, Keith, want more time to prepare for that discussion.
I should not need any more time, but I defer to when the board members find it more expedient to conduct it, whether it be February, March, April. It matters not to me.
Okay.
I will
given that you... Given that your original starting date was in a February, was I think February 1st, I think that scheduling it for February makes chronological sense.
Okay. So we'll do that in February.
Very good. All right. Any other business for the board at this time? If not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
I'll second it.
Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. Unanimously, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone, and welcome to 2021.
Thank you.
Have a
good day. Thank you.
Bye.